Are they cheating?
Chances are, yep, they're cheating.
But just to make sure, it's the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
So I'm on the phone with Becca, and I'm going to tell you right now, Becca is a card. I was talking to Becca about how she lost her job at Claire's Boutique. Remember Claire's Boutique?
Oh, yeah.
Where they sold the earrings, and that used to be Allison's favorite store.
I got my ears pierced there, yeah.
Is that where you got your ears pierced? So, Becca, relate to Fallon why you got fired at Claire's Boutique.
Well, okay. You know, when you're piercing ears, sometimes things go wrong.
No.
And I had a little girl in the chair, and she was being really good, and I thought she was going to be calm. But she had a little freak out right as I went to pierce her ear and, like, jerked her head. And I ripped her earlobe, but it wasn't my fault, but they had to do something. Because the little girl had to get a little stitch. It's not funny, but she had to get
hurt
her head. But they basically had to make an example out of me, even though, like, even management was like, I mean, it wasn't your fault. Like, she, like, violently jerked as I was. So, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, anyway.
You know, let me tell you, when my sisters got their ears pierced, they did it out in the garage secretly with an ice cube and a needle.
Oh, God.
So you don't need no fancy schmancy Claire's Boutique and a gun. You need an ice cube and you need a needle.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you. Let me tell you who I'm not taking advice from. You and the Rusty sisters, okay?
All right. Becca, thanks for being on War of the Roses. What's going on with your boyfriend, Chris, that makes you think something's going on with his ex-girlfriend, Molly? What's going on?
So, basically, I have been catching Molly sending him text messages that feel inappropriate to me. And, you know, when I ask him about it, his response is basically like, well, she's crazy. When I'm like, why is she texting you? Well, she's crazy. But, like, that is kind of what guys say.
Like, well, that's true. It is.
Kind of, every ex is crazy. You know?
Oh, yeah. Back when I was single, I used to get, like, I think probably, like, one girl would call the house, and my girlfriend Kathy would be like, why is she calling the house? Oh, she's crazy. I told her to stop calling, but she's crazy. She won't listen. And it was because she called because she didn't know Kathy was there, and I would have totally taken the call if Kathy wasn't there. But he's telling you, yeah, I told her to stop. She's crazy. But you're wondering.
Yeah, which would normally just be like, okay, he's definitely cheating on me with her, but here's the kind of the thing that's putting a little thorn. She is actually crazy. Like, I've heard stories about her.
Like, what kind of stories did you hear about crazy Molly?
Okay, so apparently, when Molly and Chris were dating, she snuck into his house through the doggy door and took his fish and put it down the garbage disposal. And we know that she did this because she videoed herself doing it and sent it to him.
Oh, God.
I was hoping they were in a fight or something.
But, like, that you would ever talk to anybody that did that is, you know.
Yeah. Well, they must have been. So this is while they were dating. So it wasn't when they broke up. So apparently they came back from this. So I'm trying to picture Molly wriggling through a doggy door.
She must be very small. Petite gal.
And then finds his fish. Was it like a goldfish, or was it not that you know anything about fish, but like a prize fish, like an Oscar, something that's a little bit bigger? Do you have any idea?
I wasn't given any details about it being a special fish, but, you know, it's your pet. He killed his pet. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Like, I cannot, like, no anger from me would ever result in me killing someone's pet, even if it's like a fish,
right?
Where you might have less attachment to a fish, but still weird.
Oh, that's awful. That poor fish.
No kidding.
Wow. Okay. So you know that.
At least eat it if you're going to kill it. Then it's not wasteful.
Okay. Well, there's that.
So he says she's crazy. You know that she kind of is crazy. Let me ask you, here's the evidence. When she texts things like, miss you, love you, miss you, what I want to see you, when you see it on his phone, has he texted back, or is it just one long string, or does he delete them one at a time so you don't see what happens?
Well, I mean, when I've looked at it, it looks like he's not responding to it, but he certainly could delete his messages in between. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm not looking at his phone all the time. I only see it when it pops up on her at, like, when she sends something, so he wouldn't have had a chance to respond to it yet. So he could easily be erasing his replies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does your
and
gut
I
tell you?
I haven't read them enough to know if it's to be able to tell if it's like a conversation with pieces missing. You know, I'm just seeing stuff like, I miss you so much, can't stop thinking about you. Oh, I had a dream about you. Like, okay, stop, girl.
So have you ever been tempted to text Molly and say, hey, this is Becca, leave Chris alone?
Well, I mean, if I would, maybe if Chris didn't, like, you know, he knows I saw it because I've already talked to him about it. So, like, he's not going to let me get near his phone, I don't think.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I get that.
You know.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to make a phone call to Chris here in a second. And Fallon will pose as somebody from the bank and say, hey, we're doing a survey about your customer satisfaction. And if you take this, we'll send you flowers to whoever you want. Guys always bite this, especially around like this time of the year, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a freebie. So we can say, who do you want us to send the flowers to? And if he says Molly, then that is a bad sign.
Yeah.
We'll do that in a second. So as you're listening to this, maybe you're thinking, how crazy is Molly really? Maybe it reminds me of you as something you did. The worst story that I ever heard, and this is not even that bad, really. I'm sure there's worse. Years ago, somebody was mad at their boyfriend. They took motor oil, you know, like motor oil, mm-hmm. in the plastic jugs. They went into his house and poured it all over his clothes in his closet.
Yeah.
Motor oil. Isn't glitter a thing now? So you go into your boyfriend's apartment or your car or something like that?
I feel like it was a recent news story we read where she glittered his apartment and I think he was suing her or something because it was everywhere.
Wow. Okay, so what do you think is going to happen? Is Molly really crazy? Is he exaggerating? Is that the worst thing you've heard, the fish down the garbage disposal?
Yes.
Or do you know something worse? Call me at 651-989-KDWB or text or just sit back and passively listen to the drama unfold on War of the Roses on KDWB. So what do you think? Guys always say she's crazy, but hearing that story, you gotta wonder, okay, something going on here. Anybody who would take the fish and throw it into the garbage disposal after she had crawled in, she say he crawled in through the doggy door, right?
Yeah.
She crawled in through the doggy door.
Yes.
Amanda.
And then put the fish down the garbage disposal.
What do you make of this whole thing anyway? Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're gonna make the phone call in a second to see who he sends the roses to, but what do you think's going on? What do you got?
So, I've personally been cheated on, and I think everyone can be sketchy, but I think the fact that she keeps texting him means that she must be getting an answer back. So, I think that there may be something going on. He might be talking to her, but people are crazy, and she could just be, like, blowing up his phone, but there's something he could do about it. Like, he could easily block her number, too.
That's what everyone is texting. Hello, you just block the number. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. God, yeah,
like,
I never thought
really
about that.
If he really didn't want to talk to her, hear from her, and if she really is crazy, then he would just block her number. Like,
okay.
End of story.
Now, when this guy cheated on you, what did you do? Did you put his stuff out by the curb, or what happened?
Yeah, so we were neighbors in college, and he cheated on me, and we were the same major, so we had every single class together. So I would see him all the time, and he wouldn't even talk to me, and it was like, you know, like, let's just be civil. And I finally was like, come get your stuff. I'm so sick of this. Like, I'm so over you. And I was like, I'm going to put your stuff on the curb unless, like, you can talk to me. And he wouldn't. And so I put all of his stuff. He had a table and chairs, a couch, a safe, some end tables, a bunch of, like, random hockey stuff. And I put it all at the end of my driveway. And he saw it because he was my neighbor. And people started coming and picking it up. I should have handled it a little bit better. But it was like, I'm trying to be decent, and I'm so over it now. Like, you kind of deserve this in a sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Amanda, thanks for your story. We're going to make the phone call right now. After a couple of text messages, really quick.
This one made me laugh. The day has come. War of the Roses with my name and my husband's name.
Oh, God, no.
Thankfully, his ex's name isn't Kara or whatever. I guess Molly was the actual ex's name.
I think it's
name.
Molly, yeah.
And then it says, my best friend's mom keyed the other woman's name on his classic sports car.
Oh, God.
Carrie Underwood moment for the win. Also illegal.
Okay. Let's make the phone call and find out who he sends the roses to. Then we're going to talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law, who might have a story or two about some crazy stuff he's seen.
send a dozen long-stem romantic roses out for you, which is perfect timing with Valentine's Day right around the corner. So now you can save a little money on roses. But we'll get those out for you this week, Chris. It's just our way of saying thank you for taking the time out of your day to help us with our survey. We'll grab the address here in a second. But can I get the first and last name of who you'd like to send the roses to?
Real quick, do I have to give you, like, my social security number or, like, my phone number or something or, like, my credit card information? What do you need?
Not at all. They're totally free. We'll just get the address of the recipient from you. But trust me, I get asked that all the time because it does seem too good to be true.
All right. So you need a name?
Yes, please. First and last name for who we'll be sending these to.
Okay. It's Molly.
Okay, cool. And you can attach a card to the flowers if you'd like. What would you like that to say?
If it goes out around Valentine's Day, you could just say Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day to Molly, not to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, your girlfriend.
What?
Me, I'm your girlfriend. My name's not Molly. My name is Becca. Maybe you're familiar with me, your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Becca, your girlfriend's here, too, in addition to me. And there's also a third person.
Yeah, there's a lot of people listening in, right? So Chris, just to bring you up to speed, so Becca is on the phone. She just heard you send roses to
your crazy
Molly, your ex-girlfriend, who you said that she's only texting you because she's crazy, but it turns out that you must have some feelings for her. Well, I'm sure she is, but you're sending her roses that say Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so what the fuck is up with that?
It's just like a friendly Happy Valentine's Day. What's wrong with that?
Oh, don't be gross. No, come on. You don't send flowers to your ex-girlfriend who's texting you that she's having dreams about you.
It's not even a big deal.
Girlfriend who would love to get flowers on that. Are you f***ing kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It's a nice thing to do. You can send flowers to anybody you want to. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you can, but you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Okay,
you wouldn't even think to send them to me first for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to give them. I'm going to send them to you.
I keep reminding you that I'm your girlfriend. This seems to be like, you know what? You want your f***ing psycho ex, you can have her. That would be just a match made in heaven for the two of you.
It's not even like that. It's not even like that. You're going crazy. You need to stop talking like this.
Yes. Well, you do like them crazy, don't you, honey? Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You can go your crazy ex-girl. Oh, make her your current crazy ex-girlfriend because this one's done.
Wow. Okay. Counselor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
You ever heard anything like this happen before? Don't couples always divorce amicably and everything goes great? I mean,
you know what? It's amazing how after 25 years, these stories that people hear, they're so untrue. Everybody's divorce is very amicable and people get along. It's amazing.
Where
these things come from.
What have you heard? There's pets are a big bone of contention. There was like, because, you know, if you get a divorce, your pet is like your child. It's like, I'm going to take Roscoe with me. No, like, hell, I'm over my dead body. You damn right it'll be over your dead body.
Oh,
then it goes
yeah.
downhill from there.
It always goes downhill from there. And you're right. Pets are a huge contention. Let me just first say, I don't promote any of this kind of behavior.
No.
But I did have a case once where I was representing husband. Or I was representing the wife. She had a dog that she absolutely loved. It was a show dog, right? And she goes out of town. They were arguing about who was going to get the dog at the end of the divorce. She goes out of town. She comes back, and the husband said the dog ran away.
Uh-oh.
And when we questioned him about it, he simply just said, look, the dog will never be found.
So something happened to the dog. He gave the dog away.
Or sold it.
Or God knows what.
The best case scenario is that he gave the dog away. I don't think that's what he did with the dog, but.
That's terrible. I don't understand people like that.
Right? And I've had stories, where people will, put pet feces in the house. There was one case where a person was moving from the house and they put the pet feces in the house so it would smell. So the other person lived in a house that was terrible, right? I mean. People do some horrible things. Like I said, I don't advocate for any of that.
Oh, of course not. No. How does it, we were talking off the air about something. It's like, okay, in a divorce, there's three sides to pretty much every story.
Right. That is true. You get I always say that you get the wife's side of the story, you get the husband's side of the story, and then there's the truth. Right. And really, that's the way it works. And people think that if you go to court, the judge, because they put on a robe, that they can somehow tell the truth, right? And that's just not the way it works. It you know, people have different versions of the truth sometimes, and going to court isn't the answer. Sometimes I think the best approach is trying to settle, work together, work with your attorneys, work with your soon-to-be ex to try to come up with an agreement that you can live with. Mm-hmm. Not always something that you like. It's whether you can live with.
Something you can live with. Get a consultation. Again, we don't advocate divorce or doing crazy stuff during the divorce, but things are going on. If you need an attorney, you need a good one with 25 years of experience, find Jonathan on FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L. FogelFamilyLaw.com. You doing consultations via Zoom, or are we coming into the office?
You know, it depends. I mean, we're starting to loosen things up a little bit. If people feel comfortable coming into the office, I'll do it. But most of our stuff is Zoom, and it works fantastic.
Okay. Find Jonathan online, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Counselor, have a good day.
You too. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great week.